This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We were out of time, and now we have to just talk about this.
We have to talk
about what we were just talking about.
Something is coming back up. I don't know what it is, but...
For some reason, there's a study out that you shouldn't... I think this came from the study about caffeinated beverages, right?
Yeah.
Your kids are not supposed... Like, if your child has a latte and they're under the age of 18, you're failing as a parent.
Or even, like, there's teas that have a lot of caffeine in it.
Soda? Yeah. Other than... I just found out today, I was today years old, when I found out that root beer doesn't have caffeine in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Root beer, Sprite, or like 7-Up, Sprite. All the,
no,
like,
caffeine. No caffeine. For some reason, Dr. Pepper has caffeine, though, right?
It does, yeah. Okay. And orange.
Why would root beer not?
I don't know. But no, I don't think any root beer ever has caffeine in it. And orange soda typically doesn't either, but it has...
A crap ton of sugar.
way more than.
Anyway, so the study, we were talking about the study, deciding whether we want to talk about it on the air, which clearly we just did. but it got us into the way we grew up. Tiak and I grew up very similar in that... Like, the beverage that was on our dinner table and lunch table was milk.
Absolutely.
Period.
Period, yeah.
No water, just milk.
Mm-hmm. Every meal, milk.
Yeah. And when I think about, there's something about now, me, alcohol and I, or even, not even alcohol, but most, like, when I think of Italian food, you gotta have a good, big, fat red with it. A great red wine. You know, sushi, you're gonna have a white wine or some sake or some Japanese beer. Like there's these pairings. Mm-hmm. The idea of eating a red, I'm gonna try to get through the sentence without throwing up. Eating a red sauce with milk.
I'll do the spaghetti. And a milk? You guys got milk here?
I can feel the tomatoes. I can feel the tomatoes like interacting with the milk and creating barf in my stomach.
You know, do the tall pour while you're at it.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuna. We use tuna and milk.
Oh my God.
You cannot cannot.
The idea of eating tuna fish.
But that was how school was too. They just give you milk. You can have chocolate milk, I guess, at school. But no matter what, the pizza, milk.
But most of the
tenderloin
school
milk
food.
You had
didn't
tenderloin
have flavor
at school.
Yeah, we had tenderloins.
No, like you had round steak or something nasty. It wasn't.
They called it tenderloin.
Yeah, that wasn't that. But I mean, there's not.
They called it milk too. I don't know what we were drinking.
It was really milk. But just food in school doesn't have flavor. But like I'm talking about. Oh my God. The tuna, I can't get that out of my head.
It's so gross.
The idea of firing down cold. So you have the aversion too, Aaron? What happened to you? Why are you anti-milk?
So my brother and I, we used to go through like a gallon a day growing up.
Just the two of you. Yeah. Corking it.
Yeah. We loved it. And I don't know what happened.
My son was the same. He got lactose intolerant. He drank so much.
I don't think I got to that point, but I want to say I figured out where milk came from, and I was like, that's gross. I don't know.
How do you eat any, if you peel a few layers off of any food put in your body, you got it.
But it's like, we're the only species that
eats another animal's milk.
Yeah, it's gross. So gross.
And why just that animal? Like, while we're at
there's goat's milk and stuff.
There's still a wider range out there that we could.
I go to an almond farm and watch them milk the almonds. Even oats. I've got a friend who milks his oat collection. So anyway, we got to this point. This is where we were when the song ran out and we had no choice but to come on here. I am a kindred spirit of Aaron. I agree that like milk and tuna. Oh. If you're a person who...
And he said chocolate milk and tuna too, which just, I don't...
Chocolate milk makes it better. Because it takes some of the edge off of it.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't like the tuna growing up, so we got to have chocolate milk whenever we would have tuna. But just like add the Nesquik
powder.
What did they put
in the tuna? Was it like celery and... Oh, God.
No, I think it was Miracle. I think it was Miracle Whip.
But no other crunchy things. Yeah, the tangy zip God. With regular milk. I'm dead serious. We're gonna have to cut this short because I'm on the verge of.
I hate Miracle Whip so much.
My gag reflex right now is, oh,
another round for the tangy. Okay.
But here's my point. Whilst I am anti milk with tuna, anti milk with red sauce.
Okay. What about a tenderloin?
I have a beef with Erin. She won't put milk on her cereal.
No, like I don't. The only dairy I have is like cheese, yogurt, ice cream.
So then you're a hypocrite.
I know. I still have dairy, but like I cannot just have a glass.
I didn't ask you to have a glass.
I don't want it just in like.
But you know what happens when Cinnamon Toast Crunch hits milk?
I don't want it. I don't. Nope. I would rather just eat the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What's your problem?
I hate cereal so
much.
What? I hate cereal. We're going to have to cut
it short. I give everyone listening permission to leave. Never listen to the show again. You don't eat cereal?
No, never.
You eat like a 5-year-old.
Never. Now, yeah, my kids are starting. They're getting into cereal. Oh, it's gross. They just leave it sitting around. I got to clean up the extra that it spills all over it.
Spills? What spills? Tell me they drink the milk.
I don't know. Sometimes they do.
Oh my God,
they don't,
there's nothing but communists on this show.
Yeah, I figured T-Hack would be a cereal guy.
So you eat dry cereal.
Absolutely.
Total just mistake.
I pour it in a bowl, use a spoon still.
You still use it?
But it's dry. Yeah,
that's offensive, I think. That's
that
weirdly.
Is so offensive to me on so many levels. What?
You're
my mom's maiden name was Kellogg. Post. It was one of those. No, okay. So, Aaron, ugh, T-Hack.
Never eat cereal. My wife loves Frosted Flakes. It's like her...
Frosted Flakes are the bomb.
That's like her dirty passion. What do you call it? Her secret? I can't even focus.
I think
dirty
your
passion?
Like, her secret thing, you know?
Her guilty pleasure.
There it is. Thank you.
Her dirty passion. Tony the Tiger.
There's a brand new podcast featuring A-Hack. It's Dirty Passions with A-Hack. And she just sits there and ASMRs a whole bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Oh, no!
No, don't slurp.
And then just... And then she takes a dollop of Miracle Whip.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.